Bedford, Virginia, yesterday dedicated a monument to the Allied forces that landed on the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944. President Bush was there to pay tribute to the D-Day heroes. The National D-Day Memorial sits atop a hill with a view of the Blue Ridge Mountains, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It's quite a structure to happen upon in the middle of rural western Virginia, a granite arch exactly 44 feet 6 inches high, with the word Overlord etched across the top, Operation Overlord being the code name for the Normandy landing, the height of the monument reflecting the year of the invasion, 44, and the day, June 6th. A few feet away is a cement embankment. 16 feet below, in a shallow pool, is a replica of a Higgins landing craft and bronze statues of soldiers wading in chest-high water, one falling, another helping a wounded man onto the beach. Several thousand people turned out for the D-Day Memorial dedication ceremony. They also got a living history lesson. As speakers, many of them part of the D-Day invasion, stood before the microphones to read short passages from oral histories collected over the years from D-Day survivors.
Today was the longest day. And in France, 57 years ago, at this moment, that longest day was beginning to draw to a close, but at a terrible price.
Below my bomber, we saw hundreds of ships below. The Germans were not idle as they threw heavy barrages at the landing craft.
When it was President Bush's turn to speak, he said the achievement of Operation Overlord is nearly impossible to overstate. But he noted that on that day alone, America and her allies paid dearly, losing more than 2,500 soldiers.
You have raised a fitting memorial to D-Day, and you have put it in just the right place. Not on a battlefield of war, but in a small Virginia town. A place like so many others that were home to the men and women who helped liberate a continent.
Bedford, Virginia was chosen as the site of this memorial because 35 soldiers who landed at Normandy called this community of just over 3,000 their hometown. 21 of them died that day. Historians say no other town in America suffered a higher per capita loss. President Bush.
This is the place they left behind. And here was the life they dreamed of returning to. They did not yearn to be heroes. They yearned for those long summer nights again, and harvest time, and paydays. They wanted to see mom and dad again, and hold their sweethearts or wives, or for one young man who lived here to see that baby girl born while he was away.
As the ceremony wound down, those present who were part of the D-Day invasion were asked to rise. They did, some with the help of younger relatives. Most wore their veterans' caps. A military band played as they silently stood to be saluted by a squadron of fighter jets passing overhead in missing man formation, by the applause of those around them, and by the enduring appreciation of the country. Don Gagne, NPR News, Bedford, Virginia.